With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The man accused of killing Charlie Kirk, appearing in court Tuesday for a continued evidentiary hearing on whether the prosecution should be disqualified from his case. 22-year-old Tyler James Robinson facing numerous charges. Utah County Attorney Jeffrey Gray says he thought about seeking the death penalty before an arrest had even been made. Asked why he announced so early his intent to seek the death penalty, Gray says the case was already drawing enormous public attention.
I mean, I may very well make the decision early on, and I have in certain cases. But the more delay, then it just creates all this unnecessary public speculation and everything else.
The House has passed a $1 trillion funding bill that will end the partial government shutdown. Greg Clugston has more.
By a narrow margin, House lawmakers approved appropriations bills to fund most of the government through the end of the fiscal year. The package included a temporary spending measure for Homeland Security funding that will allow Congress to negotiate changes to immigration enforcement operations. Democrats have demanded changes for ICE and Border Patrol agents following the unrest in Minneapolis. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Tehran wants it both ways. Let's talk and let's fight. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says despite the current heightened atmosphere between Tehran and Washington, talks still on the books, this despite a Navy fighter shooting down an Iranian drone. Libyan officials say Saif Aslam Gaddafi, the son and one-time heir apparent to Libya's late dictator Muammar Gaddafi, has been shot and killed. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham will be on the road again this month.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to preach the gospel in Ushuaia, Argentina on February 14th and 15th. Ushuaia is a small town at the very southern tip of the country, often used as a jumping-off point for trips to Antarctica. Graham will be accompanied by several contemporary Christian music groups, and local churches are organizing the event. Last month, he held a gospel festival in Cambodia. In March, he has one scheduled for Peru. Michael Harrington reporting.
In Morocco, young Jews are flocking to classes designed to revive Jewish culture, a nation that used to have a large Jewish community. 99% of Jews of Moroccan heritage today live elsewhere. After major migrations in the 20th century, only about 2,500 Jews remain in a country where they once made up more than 5% of the population. This is SRN News. In Arizona, a lot of fears, a lot of pain, and a lot of prayer. Authorities continue their search for Today Show host Savannah Guthrie's missing 84-year-old mother.
Pima County Sheriff Chris Nanos calling Nancy Guthrie's home a crime scene.
We saw some things at the home that were concerning to us. We believe now, after we've processed that crime scene, that we do in fact have a crime scene.
He says she does not have dementia, but does have mobility issues and was last seen Saturday night. But when she did not show up for church Sunday, her family alerted authorities.
And time is very critical. She is 84. She needs her meds. Her family needs her too.
Nano says Savannah Guthrie is in town helping with the search. I'm Julie Walker.
And the family continues to thank people across the nation for their prayers. More details, srnnews.com.